This is an ABC 10 News update.
Good morning. I'm Sophia Hernandez with this 10 News update. Sheriff's investigators say a man died in a house fire just before noon on Friday as deputies tried to serve an eviction notice. When no one answered the door, they say they tried to enter. That's when a man threw an explosive device in their direction, causing this massive fire that you see there on your screen. Police tell us this was a planned eviction by the owners of the house. The identities of those who were in the home has not been released. Two people have been arrested for Wednesday's shooting at a Chula Vista intersection. What you're seeing there on your screen is cell phone video taken of the fight that ended with one of the people being shot. Last night, police announced they arrested 19-year-olds Gilio Repeto and Serenity Nieblas in Bonita. Repeto is accused of being the shooter and Nieblas the getaway driver. The victim's injuries were not life-threatening. Exactly what sparked their fight is still not clear. The San Diego Humane Society is inviting all animal lovers to join them in their Walk for Animals. The Walk is the organization's biggest event, and it's back after having gone virtual the past 2 years. It's happening today in NTC Park at Liberty Station. And apart from all the furry friends, the event will also feature a pancake breakfast, live music, and vendor booths. And if you're planning to head out the door with your pup, well, it's looking to be some pleasant weekend weather. Let's turn things over to Mel Macia.
And we're starting off with that cloudy conditions along our coastline and then partial clearing into the afternoon. Temperatures will be a little bit cooler looking ahead to tomorrow for Mother's Day. In our inland valleys, 70s today and then low 70s by Sunday. We are going to see gusty conditions both in our mountains and our deserts with a wind advisory in effect here for your Saturday.
And of course, for the latest news, weather and traffic, you can go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in our app store. For 10 News, I'm Sophia Hernandez.